Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good afternoon, everybody. Yes, it is a Football Friday, and you heard David Akers right there. It's an Eagles-Cowboys Friday on 94 WIP. The Marks and Reese Show. Johnny Marks and Ike Reese and Ikey. A couple days ago, I came out a little bit cocky, a little bit obnoxious, maybe a little bit more than obnoxious and cocky. But my feelings haven't changed about this game, and really kind of settling down and getting off of the definite overreaction to the Cowboys losing to the Titans on Monday Night Football to where we are here on Friday. I still believe that the Cowboys are ripe for a blowout, but I also believe the Eagles are ripe to give a blowout. And I think today it's more about Tuesday was more about the Cowboys than the Eagles. Today it's as much about the Eagles as it is the Cowboys. When we look ahead to Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, that's the way I look at it. You know, I'm looking at the second half of the season. I'm excited. You know, I didn't even realize it, right, until we started going through this week. Because you don't really get a chance to sit back and reflect a little bit and look back on the first half of the season. So with the Eagles with the bye week, you know, I'm doing a little bit of self-reflecting myself. And I'm like, you know what, I may have been in a little bit of a malaise the first eight games of the season. You know, caught between the excitement of being a repeat champ and, you know, when will Carson come back and how long can we hold on and the trade deadline. We had so much stuff going on in that first half, man. Woo! But then I was able to reset.
Yeah, and it really was.
I was able to reset.
Yeah.
And it's an eight-game season. It's an eight-game season for me. And I'm excited about the second half of the season. Carson has six games under his belt. I expect him to play better the second half of the season. They added a new weapon in Golden Tate. I'm excited to see him Saturday night. And quite honestly, what better way to kick off the second half of the season than against your division rival in the Dallas Cowboys on primetime television, you know, Sunday night. So I'm excited about Sunday's game. You know, Sunday's game to me is more about the Eagles than it is the Cowboys. Yeah. I need to see this team start to look like they looked last year. You know, they started to take off around this time last year. Mm-hmm. That's when we started thinking Super Bowl around this time last year.
It was the first time that I actually said, like, right? I remember last year, John Kincaid, our friend down in Atlanta, I was saying, even though the Eagles are winning, I felt like the team didn't have enough talent. I'm looking around the NFL and I'm saying, Jalen Mills is their starting cornerback. Mm-hmm. Look at this roster. They don't have enough talent.
I don't even think Ron Darby has started.
He did. No,
he had missed 8 weeks.
Yeah, I was just trying to think who the other corner was at that time.
It was Rasul Douglas who would be starting Sunday, possibly.
What do you know? Yeah, it looks like he's going to start. But you're right. When they beat the Carolina Panthers on Thursday Night Football, that's when I said, this team's really good. This team is tough. This team, a team to go to Carolina on a short week and beat that team, that's a good team.
Yeah.
And they did. They got the stops. So now we fast forward a year, Ike, and I firmly believe, and I thought it was going to start out this year. This year it was going to start out the way it has for a lot of different reasons, but I really believe the team's about to get hot. Correction, the offense is about to get hot.
Right.
I don't think the defense is really going to change a whole heck of a lot.
I just need the defense to do what it's been doing. Except for, if we get a double-digit lead in the fourth quarter.
And they need to get stops.
That's closeout games. That's the main thing they need to do is closeout games.
Agreed.
Closeout games.
And they haven't done that. Yeah. Golden Tate, huge addition.
Yes, sir.
Two dangerous tight ends. And, you know, now that Darren Sproles, there's no back coming in, Darren Sproles gets re-injured, I think now the three guys that are there can actually say, all right, let's figure out what role we have. And that's what you're going to see over the next couple of weeks, hopefully, is who's going to get the majority of the carries. Maybe that doesn't happen. They're well-rested.
Yeah.
They're refreshed.
Yeah.
Doug has had extra time to prepare for this team. I really believe
new
this.
New wrinkles. Got to get new wrinkles with Golden Tate, right? You got to get some new wrinkles and see some different stuff.
Doug's going to have a creative game plan. I really believe this. This is going to be the funnest game to watch of the season. And here's the other thing where we said it's the Eagles. This is also about the Cowboys. Right now, Ron Rivera last night. Ben, can we actually play this from the start? Ron Rivera, your old position coach here with the Eagles. The Panthers got killed last night. They got demolished. They got crushed. You know what? They were ripe to lose like that last night. Short week in Pittsburgh, coming off a big win. Do we have Ron Rivera? Here he is after the game last night. They got wiped out. Here's what he said.
We're 6-3 right now. And so we've got, seven more games to find out. And next week we start getting ready for Detroit, and that's what I'm going to look at. I mean, at the end of the day, guys, this happens. And I'm going to put it just like that. Okay? Let's just be honest about it. It happens. This is my 30th year in the NFL. I've seen games like this. I've been part of games like this on both sides. And at the end of the day, if you continue to dwell on it and worry about it, it's going to creep in.
There you go. Move on. Games like that happen. Meanwhile, the Cowboys, after they lose, they have players saying, oh, we're pissed off Monday night. Tuesday morning, we're pissed. We're pissed now. Coming off a loss, we're going to get them. We're going to Philly. Big division rival game. It's something we're looking forward to. Dak Prescott likes the anger. Said he'd be even more upset if the Cowboys weren't angry. Oh, so they're angry because they lost last week, right? Well, you know what that team did? The Panthers did a good team. They move on. They could sit there and be angry. They move on to the next opponent. Calvin Watkins, who's of the Athletic down in Dallas, right?
Yeah.
He puts out a story today. He spoke to 10 Cowboys who told him, quote, they said they were one of the worst coach teams they've been on. Lack of attention to detail, and the attention to detail is on the wrong thing. 10 Cowboys players said that. This team's ripe to get blown out. This team doesn't believe in itself. I think they'll come out and they'll give a good opening round, Ike.
Yeah.
But I think it's over, and it's over early this week.
Well, that's going to depend on the Eagles.
It is.
If the Eagles come out sharp and they aren't shooting themselves in the foot with penalties and turnovers and they can protect on the offensive side of the football, then, yeah, I believe the Eagles, eventually their talent will run away eventually in this game. But what you hear right there from Cowboys players is a team that knows that they're desperate and they are trying to rally around something. Here's the one thing that I know about in this league. It's a business that NFL, we all know, stands for not for long. And when you don't perform well, you know, people get fired, jobs are lost. It's not like the NBA, NHL, baseball, stuff guaranteed. You know, coaches get fired, players get replaced. No one likes for their season to be over with by week 8. That makes for a miserable environment. And so right now they have to tell themselves their season isn't over. Now, here's the funny thing. You get those 10 players to talk to Calvin Watkins. See, now you got some of the players in the locker room that do believe the season is over with, right? They aren't believing in the coaches. And then you got some that are like, hey, man, this thing's not over with yet. We need to salvage our season. You know, we lose this, and Jerry Jones will start firing people, cutting people. You know, that's what happens when you're on a losing team and your season is over with before Thanksgiving. No one likes that.
Mm-hmm.
So I do believe the Cowboys will come out initially and give a valiant effort. Here's the thing. Here's why I think it's going to be key for our defense. The Cowboys defense will come to play Sunday. They'll come to play Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have to worry about the Eagles running game. They're going to try to key in on Zach Ertz, Alshon. They don't know what Golden Tate's going to be at. But defensively, we can't allow Zeke Elliott to run up and down the field. You can't allow Amari Cooper to start going off, right? Double moves and all of that type of stuff. Because if you allow the Cowboys to have success early, they're going to believe they can win the game and therefore continue to fight in the game.
Yeah. Yeah, DeMarcus Lawrence against maybe Lane Johnson.
Right.
That's not a great matchup. Amari Cooper against Rasul Douglas. Is that a great matchup? You have maybe Cravon LeBlanc.
Who?
Exactly right. As your slot corner this week, a guy they just literally took off the street.
That's Cravon LeBlanc.
Cravon LeBlanc.
Oh, boy.
Mills and Sidney Jones likely not playing.
I got to practice that over the weekend.
Yeah,
roll. Get all day tomorrow.
Cravon LeBlanc.
LeBlanc.
We can just go LeBlanc.
Okay.
888-729-9494. 888-729-9494. It's a football Friday. It's a Dallas football Friday.
So what's your score, man? What you got Sunday?
51-23.
Seriously?
Yep.
You're going 50?
Yep.
Were you inspired by last night's game?
51-23. It's just Sometimes I just get the vision in my head.
51.
51 to 23. Yep.
I like it. Okay.
I'm going 51-23. Right. And if you have Cowboys on your fantasy team, play them because they will get garbage yards.
There you go.
They'll get yards between the 20s, and they'll get garbage points later. So whether or not you subscribe to the Cowboys fantasy football theory.
Who's the kicker? Brett Maher?
I don't even know.
Oh, whatever. That it sounds like three field goals and you're 23, though.
There you go.
You may need those.
Well, yeah, maybe.
I'm gonna go Eagles 27-17.
27-7. So you go double digits.
Yeah, I go 27-17.
I just got to say, for all the people that called in and tweeted me and emailed me and gave me crap saying I was over the top on Tuesday, everybody's going to have them winning by double digits.
Yeah, looking at our poll so far, it's early, but how will the Eagles and Cowboys game play out? 98% of you say the Eagles will win. And let's see, 89% of you said it'll be at least a touchdown, and 38% of you say it'll be a blowout. So I don't think anybody is even entertaining the idea that the Cowboys could possibly win this game, let alone keep it close.
No, I agree with that.
Well, I'm entertaining it. Yeah, I am.
That's concerning.
Yeah, yeah, I'm entertaining it, yes, especially when I see 98% one way.
That's concerning. And the 2% is probably Cowboy fans.
Right.
888-729-9494. 888-729.
I do feel good, though. I feel good about Sunday's game.
I feel great.
Great. Like Tony the Tiger, great?
They're great.
Yeah, remember that?
I haven't felt this good about a game all year. I really haven't. The Giants, I think we thought the Giants was going to be relatively easy, and it was. This is going to be like the Giants, except the Cowboys will give up a bigger fight. But then the second half, everything's just going to fall apart. Cowboys are more talented than the Giants. The Giants were just outclassed and outdone. The Cowboys, they did it last year. They came out, and what was it at halftime, Mike? 9-7?
Mm-hmm.
And what happened? End of the game.
Well, it was 30-9.
They piled it on in the second half.
Yeah.
So get your predictions. Get your Cowboys and Eagles stuff, 888-729-9494. Is this a blowout, a huge blowout? Does this get the Eagles going in the second half? See, that's the other thing, Ike. I really believe that this gets the second half started on the right foot for the offense.
Well, better. You play the Saints next week.
It doesn't mean that you're going to beat the Saints.
Right.
It means the offense is going to look like the offense of last year, and that's the thing I'm most concerned about right now.
Yeah, confident in the running game, huh?
I'm confident in the redhead.
Oh, sure.
I'm confident in the wagon.
He's going to sling it.
Yep.
He's going to sling it.
I think he is ready. Let's face it. He's played great since coming back from an ACL injury, right? Now, like you said, now it's almost like it's the second year. It's the year after he had the ACL injury. Now, there's no talk about the ACL. It's just all football.
Listen, that dude smells postseason. I'm listening to Trot on the way in here, and he was absolutely right. So you got to explain this without portraying Carson as someone that's selfish.
Right.
Right? But you had best believe this kid wants the postseason like no other. Like no other.
And it drives him.
You don't watch a team that you put in great position after all the hard work he did after his rookie year. You don't watch your team go win the Super Bowl without you.
Nope.
That's what's driven him the whole offseason this year. It's what had him ready to go at the beginning of the season, and he's in the second half, and he can smell that they have an opportunity. He knows it. He knows they have an opportunity.
Uh-huh.
I just hope his teammates come to play, too.
They will.
See, I worry about them. I worry about them.
Starting with Golden Tate, they will.
Ooh.
All right, so
Golden Tate
here's
going to score Sunday? Should I play? I need to play him.
Do you
right?
have him? Oh, it's a lock.
I got him in one of my leagues.
It's a lock.
Sure. Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Absolutely. Playing. You put him in there. All right. So Ben is going for the trifecta of Hall of Famers this week. Michael Irvin scheduled to join us around 3 o'clock. Now, here's the caveat to that, Ike. He's taking a connecting flight. So, in theory, he will be available 3 o'clock to do the call if there's any type of delay or whatever and he's not able to do it. But right now, Michael Irvin, NFL Network, scheduled to join us at 3 o'clock.
Okay.
We'll see if he's calmed down since earlier in the week with Steve at A.
Right.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.